Well, good morning, boys and girls. It's a freezing bloody cold Tuesday morning here. And I've been doing a lot of the scans to commemorate Alice, who passed away in September. The family have been very busy with all the sort of things involved with that over in Palm Springs. It's been quite rewarding, but also very, very sad to go through all the very various photographs and things that we did going back way back to 1998. In fact, I think I met Alice at the Barge Inn, the Great Barge Inn in Honey Street, way back in 1997. We shared a big interest in megaliths and stuff like that, and UFO Congress, visited that along to, many times. And of course, Alice, way back in the day, was a former girlfriend of John Lear. So I think the commemorative service for that was last Saturday. I think the date today is, for a blog, is Tuesday the 6th of December. I've been doing things like reading a fascinating book on the myth of turbine trains. I haven't quite got to the myth bit, a myth exposed. I think it was basically, I think the diesel lobby, anyway, don't know. Interesting book, Great Western Railways, because we're in the area where the private company Great Western Railways and Isambard Kingdom Brunel did all those wonderful bridges and things. So it's a bit of sort of local history and things as well at the same time. This is in fact the famous tunnel, a box, which of course goes underground, and there's a little lead off there and it goes to different places. Anyway, the main thing is right now, moving ahead, is we've got the conference on December the 10th. So, my God, it's only about... No, it's 17th. Yeah, it's a good idea to know when the conference is. So, I'm putting up the Eventbrite thing, and I'm also going to run the little commemorative thing I did about Alice. I think there's a couple of little bits I need to repair in that. And we'll get on with things... And this is a blog on a Tuesday morning. We have Sandra DeRoy here, and she wanted to do a show with me today on Alex Jones. But the Alex Jones site, whilst she was able to watch the relevant material on banned video, on banned.video, I think it is, we couldn't watch it here last night, so I couldn't do a preview of it so I could give an opinion about it. But I think it's pretty widely known that the individual mentioned before is controlled opposition and well-financed by the usual suspects, which is why they've been able to use that individual as a means of really hammering him to stop independent researchers, people like, you're not going to like me saying this, doesn't like me anyway, Gala Richard D. Hall hates my fucking guts. But I'll have to bleep that bit. But we're sort of all in this sort of thing together. Those of us who have been striving on this for years, as you can see, I've been doing this for years. We got to work on this. This is a crucial time. We now know that there are preparations and contingency plans being looked at in the United Kingdom in the event of civil war. And there's very good reasons for that, because whilst the controlled media and so forth are, although I give GB News due credit, are pushing this CO2 global warming thing, we're about to hit, we're getting some severe winter signs here. We've got those winter alerts out here in December, because the climate's getting colder because of the Maunder minimum and the magnetic field issues, which are extremely serious. And part of that is going to be what Julie Phelps is going to be talking about at the conference on Saturday the 17th of December. Do get the tickets at Eventbrite. Also, the unique Bases Christmas mugs will be available. only there. You can only get the Christmas mugs at the conference, or if you happen to be passing by and walking in here, they're not going to be sort of sold. You've got to be at the conference to get the Christmas mugs. Gosh, what a dreadful person I am. Anyway, that's a blog on a cold and misty, but it's a shocking 9 degrees Celsius here. But outside it's 4.9 degrees Celsius. So we're just hovering on that level above 4 degrees. And as it dips continuously, it's just sort of come out of 1 degree Celsius. And that's when you start getting the risk of snow and all that sort of stuff in an early December 2022. So do get your tickets. I've reduced the number because there's a rail strike that day, chaos in the infrastructure of Great Britain, as the expected fallout from all the lockdowns and things, and people not doing any work and working from home and actually not doing too much and all that sort of stuff, and the infrastructure of the constructed and planned aspects of the World Economic Forum. And now they're showing their true colors. They're showing the Nazi symbol, the swastika, in their literature. It's multicolored, so it's not that obvious, but anybody who can see that this is a continuation of World War II, controlled infiltration of Western society. It's called Nazi International. We had the Third Reich, now we had the Fourth Reich, and I think we've moved on to the Fifth Reich, the sort of new World Economic Forum, total control, total dictatorship, and total shutdown of all freedoms and movements unless you comply. The United States has just flown one of its first full big size stealthy aircraft drones. I saw some video of it taking off this morning. So we have to work together. We have to work out a strategy. Our political parties are in complete chaos. I gather there are thousands leaving the Conservative Party with the coup d'etat that we've had here in the United Kingdom. And I would love to have emigrated and gone to Canada. It's appalling and shocking what's going on there and what's been going on in New Zealand and Australia. The Commonwealth countries leading the world in pure Nazi dictatorship. No point calling it anything else other than that. I hear in France they've been called, the private arms are now being demanded off the citizenship. That's the first time since World War II. So the alarm bells are there. They are preparing for war. The planned infrastructure shutdowns and the planned shortages are all in progress. So do, if you can, get to the conference here in Pusey on December the 17th. It's an opportunity to meet people. I do record it and put it up online. I'm going to have to seriously consider, you know, charging for this, because this is costing me personally a great deal. But in the meantime, it was really great on a wider aspect, being able to meet a lot of good people from Sky Television. I used to work with them until December 2010. And it's really good seeing some really good people, how they've gone through hell at Sky with the change in ownership of the company and a lot of redundancies there. And it's good to see good people doing a good job and being part of that. That's it for now. My name is Miles Johnston. But really, I'm M2, and that's because Alice has a pussycat called Miles. So naturally, I had to be Miles 2, so I became M2, and Alice became A1. And Alice absolutely was A1 and is A1. We met doing crop circles and that sort of thing in England, in Wiltshire, where I am now, on a fairly cold and frosty, misty morning, 1st of December. This is for Erica's slide, and my sister was called Erica. So Alice and I had immediately got a sort of a combination of things, including I like cats. There's one there. And Alice was able to contribute so much to new knowledge and new information. She did remote viewing courses with Dr. Stephen Greer, and while she was here in Amesbury, I got a nice photograph with Erica and herself and Dr. Stephen Greer way back in about 2000. Thank you, Alice. Thank you for the entire family. It was so wonderful meeting many of you in Palm Springs many, many times. I've compiled a little bit of video just to sort of show that when she was here, we did crop circles, we did Glastonbury Abbey, we went to Ireland, met my father there. We were in the linen business. My father was in the linen business. And it was a wonderful, wonderful time. Alice also had an extremely astute and important passion for the labyrinths. And we drove all over England to go to the old churches which had labyrinths in them. And those labyrinths are so central to the awareness of the ancient Christians, the ancient peoples of Earth, as we now are expanding our horizons, our perceptions and knowledge beyond the stars. And Alice was singular in bringing me close to that new knowledge, the ancient knowledge and ancient wisdom. Well, that's my little contribution. Bless Alice. Bless her on her way. I know that there is a presence beyond passing, but that's between her and God Almighty. Thank you very much.
As far as you can pull it. So you now should feel like a trussed up chicken. You know, you
right.
should feel like really secure. You're not going to go anywhere. Right. Just lean forward a little bit. Right, that's as far as you can move.
Right.
Right, you are not going to fall out.
Okay.
Okay, let's make that absolutely sure.
Okay.
I've taken over 2,000 people flying and I've only lost about 20. Actually, that's a joke. I'm only... All right?
Yep.
Is that good?